Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here we go.
Here we go again. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Smell You Later.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's a Tuesday night and we are remote.
Yes.
Because this is a lightning round episode. We did not see this one coming, but here we are.
And I have a cold. So
Sable is feeling a little under the weather. She is drinking emergency.
Yep. I wish you could hear the bubbles. No, you can't.
Please do not put your glass. Your mic was so close to that glass of liquid. Sable, please.
Just dunk it in like a cookie.
God. We're not doing that.
I wish they wouldn't make these taste like fake orange. Why does medicine, like cold medicine, make itself taste like gross candy?
What would you prefer?
Like nothing. Or like mint. I would actually love a mint because you're already congested. So like I think mint would be ideal for the congestion. Yeah.
Orange is canonically like the worst flavor.
I hate it. It's always orange flavored. I don't want an orange.
I think it's like citrus vibes. Mm-hmm. And so it's a mental thing.
It's like vitamin C. I'm like, that's fucking sugar, babe.
Right. Exactly.
It's what I don't need right now.
We're healing ourselves tonight on Smell You Later.
We are.
It's fine. I'm gonna light a candle. Hold on.
Do it.
I've been giving you ASMR vibes for the last few episodes.
I like it.
Can you hear that? Does that sound like the beginning of a Lil Wayne song?
I heard the lighter.
My God, I'm going to fucking light my pop guard on fire.
I have one of those plasma lighters.
Oh, like, yeah. Who sent us those? Acro.
Acro. It looks like a taser, but it looks like a Zippo lighter. And you open it, it's like a tiny little taser.
You know what? I could tase myself with that.
Make that sound. I've looked at it as it's on and I'm like, what if I touch it? I'm like, say, well, you will be burned if you touch it. That's what will happen.
Put
like,
that down. God. What's your nail story today?
Oh, okay. I did silver French tips.
You did those yourself?
I did.
Those look so good.
Because my nails are so long now that like.
I know.
It's really easy to do this when my nails are long. And then like I was looking at them and I'm like, is this like a Kylie Jenner thing? And then I'm like, who cares? She didn't invent this.
No, it's she did not invent the friendships. What's the silver?
It's just a nails ink, silver foil.
It looks so good.
It was their collection that was like foils and they're all like these metallics and they're like, it looks like chrome. I'm like, no, it does not.
No, it doesn't.
Sorry, no. So many nail polish brands have tried to do chrome in a bottle and you're just never going to get it.
It's not how it works.
It has to be the powder.
Mm-hmm. You did hack the chrome powder though and really changed the game the back half of the summer.
I did. Yeah. I'm still trying to like figure out how to do more stuff with it, but
yeah, it's not the same, but it's much better than anything else. It's worth picking up
for sure. Yeah, definitely.
You should do like a reel on that.
I should. It's like either that or paying like $50 for gel manicure that will last like 2 weeks. I'm like, no, I'm good. It's weird. Like, I feel like everybody has different perceptions of like what beauty things are worth it. And like in my head, I was like, I have no problem paying like $100 for a lash lift every 3-4 months.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of getting like a $50 manicure is like crazy to me.
Well, you ride for a lash lift and you're good at doing your own nails. So it's like, I guess that makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. I just get my hair cut every 4 days and call it a day, you know, like it's fine.
Boy haircuts are like $20 though.
Not in fucking New York City. Jesus Christ. They're like 60, even at barbershops.
Really?
Yeah. Mine is like 34. I don't know what I pay, but mine's like half that, which is why. So to remedy the situation, I get haircuts 3 times as often. I'm like, I'm saving money 4 times a month.
I do remember like some guy friends of mine being like, haircuts are so expensive. It's like $60. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
Although like canonically, I've not paid for a haircut since like 2014, but.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Actually, wait, no, that's not true. I don't think I've ever paid over $100 for a haircut though.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad. Yeah. also, like, today I went to a new brand that's doing another, like, hair bonding repair treatment.
Oh, yeah. You were out and about today. What the fuck were you doing?
So I went to that beauty event, and they show you the treatment. They wash your hair. They use the treatment. They give you blowout. And, like, the dude who gave me the blowout was, like, does my hair look blown out right now?
What is a correct answer to that question that you would like me to say?
Answer's no.
Okay. It looks clean and it styled looks clean. And freshly washed.
Yeah, it is clean and freshly washed, but, like, he just, like, did the most whack blowout ever. Like, the whole time I was thinking, I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. From the get-go, he was like, can you lean your head over? So, like, your hair goes down. And then he was, like, drying it upside down. And I was like, why are you doing this? Like, what is happening?
That's so odd.
And then he's like, I'm going to give you something, like, a little straighter today. He, like, didn't even ask me how I liked my hair, which is weird. And he's like, I'm just going to give you something a little straighter. And I was like, okay. And then it was, like, all the ends were Farrah Fawcetted out, like, super feathery and flippy outy. Like, it was 2003 and I was, like, in a Disney Channel movie, like Xenon or something.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm done. I'm like, oh, you're done.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. And then he was like, doesn't your hair feel amazing? And I, like, run my hair through it. First, there's, like, a damp patch in the back. So I was like, cool. And then it was, like, catching. And I was like, feels a little bit gummy, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, the whole team of stylists is there. And they're like, wow, doesn't it feel great? You look great. You look so great. And I was like, I'm just going to go with it. Because I don't want to be a dick right now. But, like, no.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier to just, like,
I was like, I'd like to leave. That's all. I'm like, thanks for this weird free beach. I'm gonna go. Oh.
Did you go to two things today?
Yeah, and then I went to a plastic surgery place to do M-Face.
I love that. I want to do M-Face.
It's a really cool concept. I'm doing it for a story. Mm-hmm. I was, like, a little bit afraid at first because I'm like, oh no, what if I get Linda Evangelista? That was cool scope, though.
It's not invasive.
It's not invasive, yes. And it was cool scope, apparently.
Wait, what happened to Linda Evangelista with cool
scope? She, like, claims that it, like, disfigured her permanently.
Jesus.
There's apparently a very, very small percentage of people who do that treatment, and it has an adverse opposite effect, where, your body, like, bulges into the shape of panels. Like,
stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
So she's understandably pissed.
Oh my God.
I know.
For me to not go near one of those.
Exactly.
Well, you look fine.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. It's totally fine. But I'm writing about it for Harper's later. So stay tuned.
Are you dressing up for Halloween?
I don't know. Well, wait, when is Halloween? It's like on a Tuesday or some shit.
It's Monday.
Canonically, in New York City fashion, Halloween weekend is the weekend before Halloween if it's on a weekday. And I will sort of not be here this weekend.
Yes.
I will be out of town. So having a much, much better time.
Yeah, fair.
But I did think about it. I was like, but no, like I was invited to a Halloween party this Thursday. But again, I was like, I'm not going to be here. So, oops.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe where I'm going, I should, like, bring a little costume. I don't know if they're going to be. I don't know what the vibe
just
is.
Just bring bunny ears headband.
Yeah, something slutty. Yeah. Just bring something slutty. That'll be it.
Right.
I wish I had. I used to have, like, the Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman mask.
Oh, sick.
From Halloween, like, 5 or 6 years ago. I don't know what I did with it, but I don't have it anymore. It looks very, like, BDSM.
I mean, it is very BDSM. Yeah,
exactly. That's true. It's the Tim Burton version. yeah. And that was, like, good to have in a pinch, I guess.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Oh, great. Now I have to think about packing that. Hey, Halloween no option. Yeah. I have one cat suit that I, again, got for Halloween a couple of years ago and just kept it. So, yeah maybe that'll come out. Yeah. Again, it's like you just wear a black cat suit and everyone's like, oh, you're like this superhero. And I'm like, yep, sure.
Great.
Yeah, totally. Are you dressing up?
Yeah, I'm just going to be an angel.
I love that.
I do too.
I love the wings just like
that are really good.
Really? Where did you get them?
They're like custom, but they're really inexpensive. It was great. Mm-hmm. They like don't really, they're like up high, so they kind of like peek over my shoulders, but they don't really clear my body. Mm-hmm. So if I do find myself in a crowd, I'm not going to, you know, be bopping around.
Yeah. I love a classic angel wing costume.
Yeah, sort of like Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet vibes.
100% that. 100% that. Mm-hmm. That's like,
I'm just going to like, yeah.
Not that I'm like a couples costume person ever, but that's like maybe one couples costume that I would be into.
Oh, absolutely. So yeah. I'm just going to like wear a white tee and light wash jeans and be an angel. I can't wait. Yeah.
Do you have plans?
My friend Marta is throwing a party at the Standard East Village on Sunday night.
Sick.
So I'm going to pop by that. But also, like, she sent me the invite. I RSVP'd. And then I looked and I was like, Marta, this starts at 9 p.m. on a Sunday. I have a job. Yeah, like, it's going to be all influenced. It's Marta from Do. So it's going to be all those girlies. But
I wasn't invited.
Well, you're going to. Oh, you will be in town.
I will be in town. Maybe I'll crash.
I'm going to go for like two drinks and then just dip.
That's a good call. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to be at work in the morning, obviously.
Ew. Who has work on a Halloween Monday? Gross. They should just like make it a government holiday.
Literally cancel Columbus Day.
Right?
Please.
Wouldn't you rather have Halloween off than Columbus Day? Yeah. Columbus.
Should we talk about fragrances?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
So I've also been wanting to talk about this for a while, and situations being as they have, I haven't had the chance to. I am still firmly in my honey era.
Oh.
And as I entered that, I started looking up honey scents. And of course, I found the Killian one that I wore last week. There is a one from The Harmonist that I really like and actually already had. Moon Glory, you know,
right,
that one.
Yeah, that's a honey one. Okay,
it has honey in it, but this one is a straight up honey scent. It is Bee by Ellis Brooklyn of all people.
Oh, I haven't smelled that one.
It's honey.
Okay,
it's just as Beyonce would say, it's pure honey. Like if you're looking to smell like honey, this is it.
Really?
It's really, really gorgeous, and you know. I talked last week about the Killian scent that was like this battle royale of honey and patchouli and worked really well, shockingly.
Yeah.
This wants to be nothing else but what it is. I should say it's B-E-E, like the honeybee. I'm sure that was implied, but my dumbass wouldn't have got that. So, yeah, I mean, and this doesn't matter. All I can say is it smells like honey, but on the top, it's dark rum and Divana. In the middle, it's honey, Bran Absolute, whatever that might be, cinnamon. And at the base, it's sandalwood, vanilla bean, and cocoa Absolute. But, oh my God, it's Bran, like actual Bran. Like
oat?
Anyway,
That makes sense. I could see that. Like a hay sort of situation.
Yeah, but yeah, I can't stress how much that it's sort of just a literal honey, I don't know. It's great. Sorry to be repetitive, but
I want to smell that.
Sometimes when I get something like this under my skin and I'm just like, I have to smell like this. This is just fucking exactly what I want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just want to smell like that thing. And
the thing.
We could go to Demeter, of course, mm-hmm. and actually probably should because I'm actually going to do that. Great idea. But it's sort of fun to see a fragrance brand that, I mean, Demeter is what they are. They're just a simple, singular one note in a bottle. Mm-hmm. But it's fun to see a traditional fragrance brand do a take on a single note. And as I said, there's a bunch of notes in this, but they are like, I don't know whether to say they're greater than the sum of their parts or much less than, because regardless, it's great. It has that like, you know, honey is like lightweight but also really rich and sticky and sort of like I said last week, like herbaceous but really ambery. It contains all of that in this really lovely, satisfying way. And I guess if I could pin this to something similar, it would just be a traditional distillation of amber, but it is not. It's not just sweet. It is sweet like honey. I don't know. Shout out to Mariah Carey. But
yeah.
it's great. I put it on today, and then I worked out and I showered at the gym and didn't have it on me to reapply because I forgot to throw it in my bag and it was pissed. So I just put it on. Like, it wears really well throughout the day and it works itself down. So your skin at the end of the day, it's still very much there, but it just smells sweet. And it's like a secret until someone gets close to you in that really like lovely, sexy way.
Ooh.
And it smells gorgeous on like someone else. And I actually smelled it on someone else and I was just like, I have such great taste. But yeah, it's great. As I said, I've been a little distant with Ellis Brooklyn in the past for reasons that you know. Mm-hmm. But I had no idea this fragrance existed until I started trolling around. But yeah, I mean, between this and Vanilla Milk, which just came out, I think that they do gourmands really uniquely and beautifully and succinctly. So
yeah,
you know,
it's funny because I remember when they launched with a bunch of really like vague, hazy, nothing scents.
Exactly.
which were nice. Like, I really do like Myth. That was the first scent of theirs that I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as I started getting into a little bit more juicier gourmands and stuff, like Super Amber, Vanilla Milk, the other one, forget. I feel like they've gotten much more lip service once they started like smelling like more smells.
I would love to smell Super Amber because if they do vanilla I do and like honey that. This yeah. well, I'm sure they could body that. You have?
I have a like a 10 milliliter vial. It's okay. Not really ambery at all. It's really soft. It's okay. Unexpected, but it is really nice.
Okay.
I do like Word. That a lot.
I want to smell that.
It does live in the Glossier U universe. I will warn you.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Okay. So, but I also think that's why it's popular.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
But
Sable, what do you smell like today?
So I smell like, well, first of all, my sense of smell is diminished to like 23%. Weirdly, when I walked out of my house and was walking around, I could smell better. Maybe it's something about still air in the house. I don't know. But I put on a scent that I knew would be strong so I could smell it on myself today. And I'm wearing Byredo Oud Immortel.
Yes.
I also just wrote a Oud piece in a lore. So I was like, that just published this week. So I was like thinking it was like top of mind from that. So I was like, oh yeah, I remember. I really like this Byredo Oud scent. And I still love it. It's so fucking good. It's just like, and I know I say this all the time, but it just smells like a hot man.
Jesus. Yes, I'm aware.
It just smells like a sexy cowboy man. That's what I smell like. Because there's just like,
oh, you're wearing a Oud Immortel.
Yeah. What did you think?
Sorry, I heard a cord oud.
Oh, yeah. No, no.
The other Byredo Oud. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, yeah. I'm with you.
Oud Immortel is far superior to Oud Accord or Cord Oud, whatever.
I disagree, but fine.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oud Immortel is just, it's like super leathery and woody. It's like a lot drier and crisper than you would think when you think of an oud, which can be like really heady and opulent. But this is a lot lighter than that. But it's got like a snap to it that I really like, which does evoke the scent of like a sweaty t-shirt on a man you love, chest hair, just like the warmth of skin. It's so sexy. And on me, like whenever I wear it, I just feel very powerful.
Yeah.
So I was wearing that and then I stepped out of my house and then like a breeze blew and I got like a whiff of myself and I was like, oh, there it is. Yep. Because like I'm trying to smell it now and I'm like, no, I'm so congested. I can't.
Oh, God. That's gorgeous, though. I do really like that one.
Yeah. Of all like the oud-centric scents, Oud Immortel and Tom Ford Oud Wood are tops for me.
Yeah, I see that.
But Oud Immortel is a lot cheaper.
I should pick up Oud Immortel, except Byredo and I are not speaking right now.
It's okay. I'm sure they'll soften.
Have you smelled the new Eyes Shut?
Yes. It is like a cinnamon balm.
Oh, wait. Sorry. They sent me two. Do you want one?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I was like traipsing through Soho one day when it came out. So I like popped into their store to smell it. And it was like so cinnamony. I was like, whoa.
Okay. Like you, yes, I agree. But I wouldn't call it a cinnamon bomb because, okay, so Sable, like she said, when she did that, it was before they sent it. And So she sends me this photo, tells me that I am obviously immediately jealous. Yeah. And then it shows up in my place. And like, it's okay. There is you're right. There is cinnamon in it. Let me get it. Hold on.
Go get it. I just got, maybe it was just because I smelled it on a blotter. So at first sniff, it was just like a huge plume of cinnamon gum.
Well, I'm not going to put it on because like I'm soaked in this honey scent. I have this holiday candle on fire right next to me. Why don't I just spray another scent?
Yeah, go for it.
I wonder why I'm always clenching my jaw.
Right on the box.
God damn it. It's all over my hand now. There's something about it that like, yeah, there it is. It's like cinnamon. There's something like inflated about this. What I mean by that, who can say?
Yeah.
But it's like cinnamon on top of a bubble. Or like, you know how like the surface of a bubble is iridescent? Like that is how the cinnamon feels to me. It's like a really lightweight cinnamon, I think is what I'm trying to fucking say. Okay. Because all of the cinnamon bombs that I have and have worn are really heavy in a way that I like, because I like cinnamon a lot. But this isn't going to choke you out in that way. And it's like, yes, let me look up.
I'm sure the cinnamon settles and sits on your skin for a bit.
It wears really nicely. It's just not something I've never really smelled. And it's called Eyes Closed. Can I get this fragrance name right? I've called it like 40 things, but the right one.
Isn't it like meant to be a scent about like kissing, making out? That was like the whole concept of the name.
I'm going to find out. I think you're right.
A scent about kissing. I'm like, that's not what I would have thought of with a scent about kissing. I would have thought it would have had like iris, like that lipsticky scent, a little violet, some spearmint. Maybe like a little bit of tobacco or whiskey. Like if you ever kiss somebody who like had a drink or a cigarette. Look at me formulating a fucking kissing perfume right here. That's free idea for y'all.
We're about to get there. But like, okay, so the top is cardamom and cinnamon, which like, right. Hello, sounds
very
great.
Spicy.
The heart is carrot, which I think this is carrot? Not the first scent that uses carrot. Yeah.
All right.
Carrot, ginger, and orris butter. And then the base is papyrus and patchouli. Girl, I don't know. It's lovely and pretty, but it doesn't give me exactly what I want from a cardamom cinnamon promise because it is really like, I don't know, like levitates. It's sort of like in my head, it's like yellow and also clear. And it's not very heavy in a way that it sort of sounds like it is. I can't land the plane on it. I'm sorry. I'm just like rambling, but it's an odd one. And I will say it smells better on the blotter than it does on my skin. I like it on my skin. I just like it more on paper. It's fine. It's a weirdo. It's, you know.
It's a little odd. It was unexpected.
Byredo's in their flop era.
You keep saying that.
I keep meaning it. Again, discontinue their best fragrance and put all this bullshit out. Keep it. Keep it all.
I think at a certain level, like of a brand, if you want to grow, you just have to like keep putting out newness, which, God, if that's not like a metaphor for our culture.
The newness could also be good. Right. Anyway, I don't mean to be a hater. I think if you're interested in Eyes Closed, it's definitely worth tracking down and smelling because I don't dislike it. I just don't love it. But I do like think it's a little better than some of their other entries lately.
Okay, fair. I'm trying to think of any new ones of theirs that I've loved. I don't know.
I haven't really. I don't know.
Oh, well, let's just let them keep churning out fragrance. One of them got to be a hit.
One of them's got to land.
One of them's got to land.
This isn't good. We'll get a new one next week.
Actually, wait. Mumbai Noise was quite good.
I need to revisit that, and that's on me. Mumbai Noise, you're right.
That one's awesome.
Should we play that voice note?
Yes.
Hi, Tynan. Hi, Sable. Love the pod. I had a question, just wondering. If you were to create your own replica fragrance, what would that moment be? I know there's so many different fragrances out there that evoke a mood, but what would that mood be in a replica or that scene, like that replica? And what are some of the notes that would go along with it? I'm curious to know, because I've really fallen in love with When the Rain Stops. I feel like that is one of the most perfect interpretations. But I want to know what your replica scent would be, and what your notes would be surrounding that fragrance. Thanks.
What would it be? What would be the notes and the mode?
I think I just fucking described one. It would be about kissing.
But is that is that what you would do if you had free reign, or is that just how you do a kissing?
I think it would be really cool to do like a fragrance about kissing. I don't know how to like, okay, like the title, like how do you do a title that's not cringe?
I think a lot of ways.
Yeah. Like we could go the Fleur way and say like kissing you.
We're not going the Fleur way, please.
Yeah, maybe just like embrace, warm embrace. Now it sounds like a paint color.
But what would your notes be?
Okay. My notes would be iris, obviously, for like the lipstick scent, and violet. A little bit of hay for like a wispy lightness. Leather, a little bit of tobacco and whiskey, patchouli. And fuck, it was like just in my head. What was I fucking gonna say? Okay, I forgot that one, but saffron. That would be the notes. And it would be like about a late night kiss that's like someone you just met and you're really excited about. And you had a really good date. And just I'm writing the whole fucking narrative treatment now. And it's just like a really, really good, unexpected goodbye kiss. Or maybe an anticipated goodbye. I don't know. Maybe it's like a goodbye kiss that turns into not a goodbye because you're like, wait, that kiss was so good. Let's not goodbye yet.
Are we still talking about the fragrance?
Yeah. I don't. Sure. You lost me there for a second. I was whisked away. But yeah. And I do think Replica, they have a lipstick scent.
Yep.
I think it's called Lipstick On.
Yep. You're right.
Which I was also like, what do you mean on? What are you, like a superhero? Like, lipstick on? Like, what is this? Mm-hmm, but yeah, maybe something embrace. What's like the Providence? The Providence is New York City 2008 or 2009, which is when I was like going out and kissing boys at night.
I like that.
Yeah, that would be mine. Anyway, free idea for you, Margiela, if you...
Okay, but like that was also... mine?
No, was it?
No, it was. It was, what? But mine was. Yeah, it was. But obviously, my fragrance would be different than yours, and my wrapper would be a little bit different because mine was about like making out.
Okay, we're just both two pervs with a podcast.
Horny. I have a backup though.
Okay.
My alt would be called Day Drinking. It would. And because, you know, those like, I mean, for me, they're sort of rare because like I like to work on weekends, but those, and I know you don't drink, but like, come on this journey with me.
I'm there.
Those like afternoons in the summer, preferably Saturdays, where you like run out to do something and then you just like get a drink with your friends and one turns into two and then you're just like bopping around. And no matter what city you're in, like hopefully you're on a beer garden outside and the sun is out and you're like, ugh, this is, it's like catching yourself in the rarity of the moment and enjoying it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That sounds nice.
And my fragrance would have notes of like, oh God, here we go. I think like, and this is different for me, but like Heliotrope and Lily of the Valley to give you the feeling of like a pleasant breeze, you know, kind of cool, kind of warm. I think peppercorn and a little bit of pine for like a brightness and a little bit of spice, but also because you can find those notes in gin. Mm-hmm. And I want a salty note and a literal note of beer. Oof. And then a citrus to call to like a Campari situation or like an Aperol Spritz or like an orange garnish and a blue moon. So it'd be And then sort of like something, I think I'd throw saffron in there too, just because it can go so many different ways and I need something to ground it. Of course, vanilla, unfortunately, some sandalwood and a little bit of cedar to like ground it, and amber. So it would just be like lightweight and feel like a rush of wind and a sunny day, like, you know, those fragrances that feel like sunlight. I think a lot of the notes in my like fantasy fragrance have that effect. So yeah, I think it would be called something like day drinking or whatever. And
April spritz.
Right. The year, what it was, Providence, would be, it would be great if it was New York City, but I do think it's Madison, Wisconsin in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's legit.
I think that's, yeah. Yeah, that's such a good question.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Cherry. That's the note that I forgot in mine.
Cherry.
Yeah. Just a little sweetness of like cherry chapstick. Oof.
Okay.
Anyway, now I really want to make that scent. Ah, fuck.
If anyone listening could give us like, I don't know, ballpark of $7 million, that would be really great.
If anyone wants to invest in us, we promise we'll make a really successful fragrance. Right. That's like maybe the only thing, if I were to ever make a physical product of a brand, that's like the only thing I would think I would do is fragrance.
What are you holding?
Oh, this is the cap to.
Oh, I thought it was a cherry.
To Hypnotic Poison. But I just realized I was like holding it to the light that it's like translucent and maroon. Like it's not black. So I was like, oh. That's a thing I didn't know. Nice. Anyway, I was like, hey, persons of interest, you want to collab with us?
Literally. So.
Can you tell
the listeners what we're going to talk about today? Because I kind of don't understand it.
As usual. This was just, like you said, it was a lightning round idea. Very topical for time of year and time of life. Where I was like, oh, it's thawtum. In the words of Jackie Aina.
It is thawtum.
Yeah. See, I have a theory. Here's where it started. I have a theory. Everyone's all like, hot girl summer. Summer this, summer that, like the summer of hooking up, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, no. Too easy, too basic. Autumn, aka fall, is actually the sluttiest time of year. And it makes sense because it's cuffing season. So everybody's like, gotta lock it down. It's like a little bit cooler. So you're like, ooh, I want to like be next to a warm body and like cozier. So you're like seeking out companionship. And there's all these, at least in my life, I don't know why this always seems to be true. There's always like so much going on in the fall that like I'm going out more, I'm doing things, meeting new people, kissing boys I probably shouldn't. But autumn. That's the sluttiest time of year. And then we were like, maybe we should do an episode about our autumn scent picks.
So what makes, because I have been cognizant of like not talking about the same shit all the time, you know what I mean? But like, obviously we're going to have some repeats because like we are human beings with like thoughts and feelings and opinions. But what makes the autumn fragrance to you?
Yeah, you're right. I totally get what you say, because sexy is so subjective. Seductive is so subjective. But to me, a autumn fragrance is something that is warm and spicy and alluring, and it makes people want to be close to you and like be on you.
And the thing of it is, when it comes to autumn fragrances, I mean, you know me, and this isn't a huge shock, that like those are the fragrances that I want to wear all year round. You know what I mean? Because I love something warm and spicy and sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, you can't really do that in the summer as much. I mean, you can, but it might be like, if it's like a really hot, humid day, it might be a bit much.
Yeah, no, agree. I mean, you and I both are not about like seasonality when it comes to fragrances, but I also don't want to wear Byredo Accord Oud in July, because I have, and it made me want to bomb. So yeah.
Exactly. And I feel like everybody has like fall fragrances, which is not tied to any like specific intent necessarily. Mm-hmm. So like, this is basically just our fall fragrances with a specific intent.
Yes.
We're not overthinking this, guys.
Of course. Us
and neither should you. Yeah, I know.
And neither should you.
Neither should anybody. Shall we begin?
Let's go.
Okay, so I'll just start out with like the duo pair that I think are like two of the same, and that is Bond number 9, Chelsea Knights, and Matier Premier Crystal Saffron, both saffron scents, which if you have listened to the last two episodes, I've already explained why they're both amazing. But these are top of my list because I have field tested them and everybody is obsessed with them when they smell them on me. So it's very much so that inviting, spicy, warm, cozy, enveloping scent.
I completely agree with you about Chelsea Knights. I think that's like the definition of a thought and scent for me. I want to spend more time with Crystal Saffron. I would love to wear it next time I'm over, just because I've smelled it on you. It's really great, but like, I don't really have a personal experience with it and I want to.
Okay. Did they send them to you?
I don't have a contact for them.
Oh, okay. They're the same people who rep Acro.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Same guys.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. So my first one is actually a new one, and it's new to me. It's new to the universe. Let me pull this up. I'm not going to go through the notes of everything, but this one I do need to because it is super fucking weird. Okay, here we go. This came out this fall. I don't know if it's limited edition, but seeing as how this company works, it probably will not be around for all that long. My first one is called Super World Unknown from Lush.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's billed as a fantastically tart and gourmand fragrance that evokes sherbet fountains, toffee apples, and candy floss.
Okay.
I'm literally seeing that copy for the first time, and I'm like, one, I would have been obsessed with that had I saw that, and two, that's not true.
Two, a lie.
A lie. This is one of those fragrances that it's really hard to pin down. Some notes that jump out at you are lime, rose, and cassia, which is a sweet and spicy cinnamon-like note, as Lush says. It's inspired by a carnival-inspired scent filled with funfair fragrance. I don't think that's a well-written sentence. sharp lime, neroli, and lemon, powdery floral, peppery notes, cassia, and sandalwood. So, doesn't really make a whole ton of sense, and it not like it doesn't either on the skin when you wear it, but like they said, it's citrusy, it's rosy, and it is grounded by woods and this like spicy note. The rose reads like a rose, but less in the super floral way that rose can read and more in like the pulverized jammy sort of rose. Shout out to Karen Esvig. And it really develops on your body throughout wear, more so than most things that I am used to. I put it on and I was like, oh, this is weird and cool. Like, I'm not obsessed with it, but it's interesting. And throughout the day, it just got better and better and better until the end of the night, when it just was this like radiant, ambery, sweet skin vibe. I really enjoyed it. And it made me want to get, I don't want to say get closer, because I'm closer to myself. I was fucking wearing it. But yeah, it was just this really interesting, mysterious fragrance that I found myself like thinking about a lot. So I'm actually going to pull it out and wear it tomorrow because it's really that good. So yeah, that's my first one. It's part of their like Halloween fall holiday collection. So if you're interested, I would say go get it. You get a gigantic 3.3 ounce bottle for $130, which is a lot of money, but it's also a lot of fragrance. So
yeah, that is true.
I'm at peace with that.
That's true.
What's your next one?
Okay, my next one is Lolita Lempicka. It is like, it's just all powdery violet. It's so, again, can't really smell things, but I've smelled the scent a million times. So I remember it. Mm-hmm. It's just so like, it's like a very flirty, girly scent to me. And it's definitely the type of scent that when someone smells it on you, they do not forget it, because it's just like, it's so heady. And it just like gets all up in you. Which I think some people really like and some people are repelled by. So this is like, be careful where you wear this.
Yeah.
But I do think that the overall vibe is just this unabashed, fluffy, fuzzy girliness that's very cute and flirty.
I see that.
Yeah, in a deep way and not in like a youthful, fruity way. Because that's like the other way you could go with girly. But
right. Right.
I like it.
My next one, and this is a bit of a game time decision, but it just made me realize that I need to get this back out, is Victor and Rolf Spice Bomb Infrared.
Ooh, you've talked about this before, I think.
Yeah, like I think within the first year of our show. So I love Spice Bomb. A lot of people like Spice Bomb. It is just like sort of unabashedly a great, quote unquote, men's fragrance. You have probably smelled a lot of it because it is sort of like, it's been around for a minute. It's very well known. People like the bottle. So it has like a place. And I don't usually trust flankers when they happen, but I think Victor and Rolf does, by and large, some pretty good and interesting work. I really like this. At the top, it's red fruits, pink pepper, and saffron. Shout out. The middle is cinnamon and red pepper. It's, I think, specifically a chili pepper. And the base is tobacco and benzoin. And it's warm, it's spicy, it's thought on, but it is uniquely spicy.
Okay.
I think, like, the saffron, the cinnamon.
That.
It's really good. Yeah. I'll bring it over. But, like, the saffron and cinnamon are gorgeous. And then, like, the chili adds, like, an actual, like, fire. Mm-hmm. And it's great. I think about this, like, quite a bit. You know that fucking Valentino scent that I always talk about with, like, the gingerbread and pineapple in it?
Yes. Wait, was it Born in Roma?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. These dropped at the same time, and I like them equally, but the Valentino one is, like, a little bit more unique to me. So, like, in my mind, I go back to that a lot. But this one is fantastic, and I'm sure it's probably still on the market, but they have since released another one. But, yeah, check it out.
Okay. I will. Okay, my next one is Dior Hypnotic Poison, which everybody... A lot of people know this scent. Obviously, it's a spicy gourmand.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, there was a gap. It's a spicy gourmand. It's sweet. To me, it always reads like burnt cotton candy because there's like...
Ooh!
There's like a toasted quality to it because it's sweet like candy, but then there's this like burning kind of quality to it.
Okay.
Again, it's like, it's a lot. When you spray this on, it's just enveloping gourmandness all over your body. But mm-hmm. when it dries down a little bit mm-hmm. is when you get that like more burny, smoky kind of element to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it's really, really good. I mean, this is popular for a reason, obviously. Clearly it works. Clearly it's been tested before.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think when it comes to spicy gourmands, something about them in this type of iteration where it's also sweet just reads as like, this is my sexy perfume or my going out perfume, you know? So I feel like in people's minds, it's also like, oh yeah, that's like a person wearing that like wants to be smelled, wants to be noticed.
Sure.
Because like you will smell them. You will notice them.
Yeah.
So if it's just like putting on like a little beacon, like, hello, I'm here. I look so hot. Ha ha.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So very thought of.
Very thought of. Okay, so actually I was thinking and I'm looking at my choices and I'm realizing that not all of them fit our bill of being like spicy and warm and sexy. Many of mine do.
They don't have to
be. Right, but all of mine do have a very alluring, sexy or sexual vibe. And this next one is that to me, and if the brand heard me say that about this scent, they would absolutely drop dead and then roll over in their grave.
What?
But Philosophy Fresh Cream to me is
Fresh Cream.
it is first of all, it's just such a unique, borderline weird scent, especially from Philosophy, which mm-hmm. rides the Amazing Grace train as hard right. as they possibly can. This is such a departure from that. It smells very lactonic and it just smells like fresh cream, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like creamy, sort of softly sweet, salty, and really skin-like, more than any like quote-unquote skin scent I've ever smelled. It's really good, but there's something about it that's like it just smells like bodies, you know? And okay. like not clean bodies, not dirty bodies, but it's like you just took off all your clothes and slipped under the covers next to your lover. And it's not sexual,
right.
but it is like true, You know what I mean? Okay. It's just it's like, it's like contact. And yeah, it is literal in the way that like it's fresh cream. But to me, there's just something so sensual about it. And like, there's not, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. to me, there is. And it's not just because I'm a pervert, but I really like it. And it's just like, I don't know if I've never smelled this on someone else.
Okay.
But if I did, it would, I don't even know. It would just be like this, mm-hmm. Like almost like an animal instinct. I know that pheromones aren't real and I don't like, it's like smelling a body, you know?
Mm.
If that makes sense.
A very particular type of body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop because this is going to go down a road, but yes. if you have the chance to smell a philosophy of fresh cream, you should definitely do it. It is really good and okay. really interesting. Shout out philosophy.
I'll have to smell that one as well. I haven't smelled Fresh's scents in like philosophy. Probably yeah. Oops. I haven't smelled
I do the same God. Thing. I think it's the typeface.
I think it no, it's absolutely the typeface. Cause like they said the big thing small and the small thing big. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's on them, okay? That's not on me. Sorry.
No, totally, totally.
okay. Pivoting to that sort of vibe, my next one is Acro Ink.
Oh!
Yes. And ink is Acro scent that's meant to evoke... It's meant to smell like tattoo ink.
Tattoos.
But it
And smells, the whole shop.
And the whole shop. But to me, it smells so much like leather. Like the softest, most buttery calfskin leather and like a warm woodiness to it underneath. But it's velvety and leathery. I don't know. It's very sexy in a subdued way to me. Because I think because it smells like so many familiar things in an unfamiliar context that you're just like, what is that? Like, those are things I like, but I'm confused. So it just makes you curious about it. But also, every time I've worn this scent, everyone's like, you smell incredible. What is that? So just saying, if you like compliments, Acro Ink is a compliment getter.
Your description is so funny and fascinating to me because I agree with it, but I disagree with everything you said. Because
what?
I do get the, you're right. There is a really heavy leather note.
Yeah.
But you said warm leather, and I think of it as cold leather, like really? Cold, stiff leather, because I'm thinking of like the tattoo chair, you know?
Oh, or, so you're already thinking of that. I don't have any tattoos. I've never been in a tattoo studio. So
right. But I don't think of it as warm. I do think of it as spicy, but it's like a cold spice. A cold wood.
I could see that. There's like a little bit of a metallicness to it. I could see that.
It's so metallic. It's like looking at a shotgun. So yeah, I feel like we call the same notes out, but feel completely on the opposite ends of the spectrum of how we feel about them. That said, we both really
I get like what you mean though, like because of the metallicness. I think it's warm because I associate it with like buttery calfskin leather and velvet.
I was just gonna say, because leather usually goes warm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see that. I think I associate it first with the scene.
Right. I'm just going like based on like the scent itself, not necessarily the concept behind the scent. Although like totally. That is cool too.
I do love the concept behind the scent.
It's a good concept. Yeah. It's really well executed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm glad that you pulled that one out because I was worried about going left from our Thottom.
Still there. We're still there, baby. We're still swirling in Thottom.
But since you pulled out one that was a little colder and a little less spicy, I'm going to do the same one. And we have talked about this one at length, so I'm not going to spend that much time on it. But Boy Smells Hinoki Phantom.
Ooh, yeah.
There is just something about this that's like so mysterious and intriguing mm-hmm. and gorgeous that I always think about this fragrance and I wear it not nearly enough as I should for loving it as much as I do. It's just like lightweight, chilly woods, but also warm woods, but also this like melony cloud that hangs above it. Oh my God. And people, as you know, go crazy for woods.
Yeah.
But you know, woods, like leather, maybe not as much. I mean, woods can go every which way, but woody scents, wood forward scents, often go warm, mm-hmm. often go spicy, not all the time. But this one doesn't. It veers a little chillier and a little more lightweight. But my God, and like every time I smell this on someone, I've actually like made people wear this just so I could like be around it. And it's like, well, if I'm not wearing it, but yeah. someone's got to. So I just love it. And I think were I to be around someone with this on, some shit would go down. But yeah, I love it. And I wish this one had like popped off more than it did. And maybe it has.
Yeah, I don't know. It's still, I know it's pretty bold. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like people are, there's only like a set amount of people who are going to be drawn to that.
Well, I think also people are really interested in my experience in the Boy Smells Fine Fragrance and in trying them, especially now that they're going into Sephora. But I think you are more drawn to the sexy tongue-in-cheek names like Rose Load or Tantrum or Violet Ends than you are Hinoki Fantôme, if you are not already familiar with the brand, because this was sort of fan service, whereas their core was like their, you know, their new ideas. So I would love to, I think everyone needs to smell it.
Yeah. What is the Rose Load? Pun. Is it a pun?
I don't think it's a pun. I just think it's a little nasty.
Okay. I never thought of it like that, but now I'm like, should I think of it like
that? How else did you think of it?
I don't know. I never thought of it at all. I just never thought about it. I think because I see Rose and my brain is automatically like, not for you.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, so. Okay. Anyway. My next one is Mugler Aura.
Wait, can you specify which one this is for the listeners?
I have to remember if this is. No, it is not Mugler Aura. It is Mugler Angel Muse. Idiot. I knew it was a flanker. I'm like, it's a flanker of an angel. Okay, so it is the Angel Muse flanker. It looks like a little spaceship and like a little amber egg. And this, again, very spicy, very ambery, and quite bold. It's like quite aggressive, I would say. Does smell a lot better when it simmers down on your skin. Let me look up the notes because I can't smell things. So it's billed as like a spicy woody gourmand, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's got pink pepper, grapefruit, hazelnut, cocoa spread. That's specific. Patchouli and vetiver. So it's spicy and earthy, which is a lot. There is like a little bit of sweetness to it with the cocoa. But yeah. Like that, I don't think that's not overpowering to me. But I do think the way it wears on skin and like all Mugler scents, the shit is strong. Like one spritz will do you. It lives on that legacy. But when you first spray it on, you're like, whoa, this is a lot of like spicy chocolate gourmand. And then as soon as it lives on your skin for a while, it's just like the most delicious smelling, sweet, smoky, spicy, warm, super warm scent. It smells almost like a campfire and chocolate and patchouli.
You really like this one.
It's so good. And I don't wear it that often because it's so strong that I often like choke myself out. I remember the last time I wore it was the last time I played a show in my band that is on indefinite hiatus, RIP. And I was like on stage. We were setting up and the guitarist in my band was like, whoa, what are you wearing? You smell so good. And he like never comments on the way I smell. Despite the fact that we practiced together in these like tiny shoebox of like a windowless room. So like the fact that he noticed it and commented, I was like, okay, so this is something. Also, of course, it was a Mugler. Like you can't ignore them.
But, right. Exactly.
But yeah, I do remember wearing this scent and like hugging people and being like, oh my gosh, she smells so good. Which like, you know, me, I'm a sucker for a fragrance compliment. So I always clock it in my head of like, this is a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Okay, my next one, and forgive me, I have mentioned this before, but there's something so indulgent about this one, and like I don't want to say hedonistic because it's not cool or sexy enough for that, but there is something that just like gives into what it is. It's Prada Loewe Intense. It's just like this gigantic iris and amber balm. I thought initially that it was simply amber that I was smelling, but once I got a little bit more literate with the iris of it all, and specifically like how much I like iris, I was like, oh no, like it's iris and amber, and they're just like dueling. And there's something, the fact that they made this for men and not genderless is like a quagmire to me, just because there's nothing, you know, specifically,
yeah,
as we talk about mainstream fragrance brands, like masculine or feminine about it. It's just gorgeous. And it's feels like the softest, most buttery suede jacket you have ever felt before in your life. One that just like sort of like melts off your body and onto the floor.
Love that.
Yeah. And it's just, and it's heady. And it makes itself like known. It's very apparent. It's very sensual. It's very soft and textural. And it's I don't want to say literal, but it is concise. You know, it found what it wanted to do. It does it loudly, and it does it consistently.
Right.
Oh my God. I there's a lot of stuff that's like tied up in this for me, but the scent itself is so fucking good. So yeah, I think like, I don't know, I can't like, there's so many of these that like I can't separate from myself, you know, from me wearing them specifically, not like what I tie to them. Just I'm realizing as I'm talking about these that like I never smell these on anyone else but me, but it's our show, so yeah, that's my next one. I think this one is discontinued. Oh no
really?
Yeah, luckily I have a full fucking decanter of it.
Okay, Prada. My next one is Kaoli Love Fest Burning Cherry.
I knew that one was going to make its way
in. You knew it. You knew it. I knew it. We both knew it. It's just, it's so good. But it's like so tongue-in-cheek to me.
Uh-huh.
Like, it smells like a burning like a maraschino cherry on fire.
Mm-hmm.
There's just like the sweet, sticky syrupiness of a maraschino cherry.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a darker cherry, like a black cherry, I think. Not like a buoyant ice cream sundae cherry.
Oh, totally, totally.
Yeah, there's like even like a little hint of tobacco or like a booziness to it that leans really, I don't know, dark and sexy and cheeky. But it's not too heavy where it's like, ugh. It doesn't really get like tarry on your skin or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cheeky to me the way like a slutty nurse costume on Halloween is cheeky, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
And like, I say that with all respect.
To slutty nurses.
To slutty nurses, to nurses, slutty and not. it does like, it's almost like, it's like making fun of courtship in a way, which I like. Because like the whole concept of a sexy fragrance, I think, is corny.
Yeah.
But this is like such a fun iteration of like a sexy fragrance that doesn't take itself very seriously,
mm-hmm.
but also wears really well to the point that you could wear this for multiple occasions, for multiple contexts. And the way it wears, it's not going to read like, oh, did you just wear the same thing you wore like last night? Or like, it wouldn't read like that. Yeah. I don't know. But it's just, it's a fun scent. It's a type of scent that I'm like, this is the type of person who just like swears all the time, but has a heart of gold, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the way it is just it's such a, like you said, it's a tongue-in-cheek idea and a tongue-in-cheek fragrance, but it is really expertly blended. Whoever fucking formulated,
it's so balanced. Yeah,
yeah. But like, whoever fucking formulated this fragrance fucking came to work that day, like with the Palo Santo and like
right.
the burning like fiery notes. Like I can't rattle them off the top of my head, but
48, that's the number of iterations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, apparently they tweaked it 48 times.
I wish that it wasn't so closely tied in many ways to Tom Ford Lost Cherry, mm-hmm. but I think we both agree that it's a better, much smarter scent.
I agree. I love Tom Ford Lost Cherry, but it's so cherry heavy. It's like a person who tells the same joke over and over, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little bit like that. Or like a person who like tells the same stories over and over and you're like, I've heard this before. Like Lost Cherry always confuses me because it's like, it's so expensive and I'm like, what?
Yeah. So if you're going to get on the Kayali truck, then so am I.
And are you swerving? You swerving right now?
One is going to lead me into the other, but I don't think I gave this enough shine when it first came out. And I have recently sort of forced myself to go back to it because I know it is good. And yeah. I think that Kayali Invite Only Amber really that girl. Yeah. And
I wish it worked for me, but it doesn't.
It doesn't?
It's just, I don't know, something about it. It smells a little like chemically something to me. I don't know. But
okay.
It sound like on the read, I'm like, I was reading everything and I was like, this sounds like exactly the type of thing I like.
Extremely you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if Burning Cherry is like a satire on a sexy fragrance and even I think femininity.
I agree.
In a way.
Yeah.
Then Invite Only Amber is the sexy fragrance that is taking itself seriously. And on me, I know you had a different experience, but on me, it does it really well. And almost, again, not to gender it because we don't do that here, but Kayali is a genderless brand that leans feminine.
Yes.
Leans overtly feminine. Great.
Yes.
this fragrance is pretty masculine. It smells a lot like John Varvatos, the original. And I don't think amber when I think of it. I think like leatherwood and spice. I mean, it's deep, it's dark, it's a little sweet. It's just really good. And it wants to be sexy. You know what I mean? It like, it's going out for the night.
Yes, it's great. Is. And, I mean, it's called Invite Only.
Right. So I recently revisited it and was very happy that I did.
Good. Okay. As we're regressing. My next one is YSL Black Opium Extreme. It's like the coffee. It's like an extra shot of coffee in regular black opium, if you can imagine that. I just feel like black opium in general is like, at this point, it has like such a reputation for being like a that girl scent, like going out, wearing nice slutty little dress. I don't know why it has to be slutty. It doesn't. You could just wear a nice dress. Sorry. Not to say that slutty dresses aren't nice. They are. But it's dark, smoky, heady. But I think what's good about the extreme one is that because there's coffee in it, it's like this kind of almost quirky gourmand note that makes it, again, less like a straightforward, like, this is my going out scent, and more of just like, it's a notice me scent for sure. But not in like a way that's going to choke people out. It's just like such a delicious scent that, I don't know, it just like draws you in because you're like, this smells familiar, but why? Because it's coffee, bitch.
I really love that one.
Yeah, it's so good. So
it is because I love a coffee scent and that just does it so well, so beautifully. So this is more vague, but I stand by my vagueness. This is not tied to a brand or a specific fragrance, but any vanilla fragrance, because vanilla is familiar, it's sweet, it's homey, it is instinctual to us, whether you think that you like vanilla or not. And there's something about wearing a vanilla scent that makes people want to be around you. And whether that is, you know, our new fave Ellis Brooklyn Vanilla Milk, whether it's Kayali Vanilla, what, you know, no matter what sort of vanilla scent it is, I mean, the more vanilla and the more literal you get with it, the closer people want to be to you.
Yeah.
And it's just that simple, baby.
Don't overthink it. You never do. Yeah. Speaking of vanilla or chocolate, name is so funny. Cacharel.
Yes, I am delicious.
Yes, you're delicious. Crazy. It's a flanker of, I don't even fucking know what it's a flanker of. Yes, I am. Just that. I don't know. But it's like their chocolate scent, basically.
Yeah.
So this is like the most straightforward gourmand scent I can think of. it almost like, if you just smell the atomizer, it just like, it almost smells like that like fake chocolate smell when things are scented or flavored with chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But wearing it on the skin, it does start to veer very vanilla, actually.
Yeah.
I think it just kind of stays warm, gourmand, and sweet. So It's like very straightforward in that regard. But it is really nice. As someone who's like I love a gourmand, but I also like have not as much of a tolerance for them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you get dessert at a fancy restaurant and they have like a flourless chocolate cake and It's like so dense and so rich, but it's not that sweet? That's what this is like. It's really dense and rich, but it's not like overly sweet.
You think? I think it's so sweet.
It's sweet, but it's not like it doesn't leave like that saccharine flavor in my mouth, you know?
Okay. I say so sweet in a way, in a good way, because obviously I'm me.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
My last and final.
Yes.
And as much as I was trying not to be predictable on this episode, I'm just going to give into it. Because it is the recently discontinued Don't Buy It Out Before I Do by Rado, 1996.
So good. Such a good one.
It's such
I agree
good
with
one.
You.
I can't believe you've only recently gotten your hands on it. It's just like iris, amber, leather. It is. Oh my God.
It's so sexy and mysterious.
And soft and... Yeah. Again, like not to bring suede back into the equation, but it is that, and it's like, it's sweet, but it's not literally sweet. And like, you can't clock the iris for being a flower. It's just a texture and it's plush and warm. Oh my God. Like there is nothing. I just need to go bite the bullet and buy a big bottle of it because like, I'm going to kick myself if I don't.
Yeah.
So when I want to go out and be that girl, you know what I mean? That's what I put on. And like, I would always wear it on first dates and shit and like second dates.
What
or
a
whatever.
Move.
Well, you said last episode, like this, like I've been wearing X, Y, and Z on first dates. And like, and so that's what it was for me. Cause it's like, if someone's going to know me from anything, it's going to be this.
That's also a great one because it's kind of rare. So like, you're not going to show up and smell like something they've smelled before, probably.
Exactly.
Which would be a nightmare to me. Like, imagine showing up to a date and they're like, oh, you smell just like my ex-girlfriend or my ex-boyfriend. Like,
I would show right back out of that date. Good day. Good day.
Which, as much as I love Black Opium Extreme or Black Opium, that's why I don't really wear it out, because I'm like, this smells like everybody else, even though I love the scent. Sure.
Right. Yeah. Okay. What's your final?
My final one is Mugler Alien Goddess Extreme. Wait,
really?
Is it extreme or is it intense? It's intense. I'm sorry. Eau de Parfum Intense. The intense one, because it smells like it has like an overdose of white florals, of tuberose.
Yeah.
And tuberose is like canonically the flower of love. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know who started that rumor, but apparently tuberose is like the sexy flower that everyone falls in love or like gets all lusty about in folklore. So sure, this is a lot of tuberose, but it's also like warm, coconutty. The original one smelled like, to me, just like suntan lotion.
Yeah.
This to me smells like a lot more tuberose than suntan lotion, but there is a hint of that suntan lotion in it for me. It's unabashedly feminine, like incredibly feminine, but in a really warm, golden way.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, I like tuberose. I like a lot of tuberose scents, but I do think the way whatever you combined it with really changes the context.
Okay.
And this is like, it's kind of like a party scent because it has I think because it has that element of like golden warmth and like a little bit of a hint of beachiness to it, so that's why I think it's a little bit party, but the tuberose just makes it really enveloping and like super feminine. So if you were trying to like play up your femininity, wear tuberose.
Okay.
But yeah, as far as Thottam goes, that's like you're holding on to the last warm days of Thottam flash summer.
You're right.
Yeah, it's like those golden days. And it might be confusing because you're like, why do you smell like summer in the autumn? But there's no rules. There's no rules. You smell like whatever you want.
As attracted as people are to vanilla, they're also attracted to sunscreen.
Yes.
And sunscreen-like scents.
Yes. And apparently tuberose. Apparently a lot of people like tuberose. So.
Apparently.
Yeah. Those are mine.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure everybody listening has to have an idea of what their favorite autumn scent is. And if you don't, you'll probably think about it now.
Yeah.
Don't overthink it.
And if you don't, we just gave you like 20.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have a place to start.
Like me, come alive in the fall. You have 20 different things to potentially wear out.
You are in an era right now, and I'm not sure what era that is, but I don't know either. Play out.
But it's lots of things are happening.
I love it. We love things.
Exciting ventures are afoot. We will see if I eat shit or not.
That's between you and God, girl.
Exactly. Me and Glob.
It sounds like you're starting a business.
I'm not. I'm not starting a business. I'm just slutting about, guys. I'm gonna cut that. I'm cutting that out.
Don't leave it in. Well, as you are slutting about this autumn, we wish you well on your endeavors. Get it in, girls.
Yeah.
So while you are getting it in, you can follow us on Instagram at smellulater.mp3. You can hit us on our website at smellulater.live. Mm-hmm. You, from there, you can leave us a voice note, a voice memo, a voice question, whatever the fuck we call them.
Hit up our hotline.
Yeah, hit up the hotline. And our merch is available there, too. It is super cozy. On Instagram, I'm at TynanBuck.
I'm at SableToothTigra.
And we're going to fuck this up. Yeah. And until next time, we will
smell you later.